USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Responsibility for these tragic deaths rests squarely with Hamas.
The White House says the terror group Hamas is responsible for the deaths of more than 50 Palestinian protesters on the day the U.S. opens its new embassy in Jerusalem. Spokesperson Raj Shah from the White House saying,
Hamas is intentionally and cynically provoking this response. And as the Secretary of State said, Israel has the right to defend itself.
Palestinians are angry about the president's decision to move Israel's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. First Lady Melania Trump recovering in the hospital after being treated for a kidney infection. She was taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and will likely be there for the rest of the week. A spokesperson said the procedure went well and she'll recover quickly. And the Supreme Court rules to allow states to authorize sports gambling. As soon as this ruling came down, the Post says a New Jersey racetrack said it offers sports betting in just weeks. I'm John DeMaster, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
In Fairfield, California, police removed 10 children from deplorable living conditions and charged the parents with torture and child neglect after investigations reveal severe physical and emotional abuse that lasted for a long time. The police lieutenant, Greg Halbert, saying,
the children described incidents of intentional abuse resulting in puncture wounds, burns, bruising.
The mother called authorities back in March when her 12-year-old didn't come home. When officers came to investigate, realized how awful the living conditions were, and pulled all the children from the home. More embarrassment for Southwest Airlines as a flight from Denver to Dallas makes an emergency landing after losing cabin pressure on Saturday. There were more than 100 passengers on that flight, and one of them says that oxygen masks came falling from the ceiling and they were told to put them on about 30 minutes outside of Dallas. Nobody was hurt, but first responders treated some passengers for ear pain. And people living on Hawaii's Big Island still on edge as scientists say the Kilauea volcano could erupt. New fissures opening up on Monday. People living there being warned they could have to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The actress that played Lois Lane in the original Superman films has died. Margot Kidder passed away in her sleep at her home in Livingston, Montana. She began her acting career in low-budget films in Canada and gained notoriety when she played Clark Kent's love interest in all four Superman films from 1978 to 1997. A new study shows that newer vehicles are safer than older model year cars and trucks. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration recently releasing the statistics that highlight the added safety of new vehicles as compared with older cars and trucks. They found that in traffic crashes from 2012 to 2016, a higher percentage of passengers in the older vehicles suffered fatal injuries. The proportion of passengers fatally injured increased with the age of the vehicle, from 55% for model years prior to 1984 to 26% for vehicles built between 2013 and 2017. Also, the severity of the injury increased with increasing vehicle age, while the injury severity of passengers in newer vehicles was lower. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An analyst reporting the largest increase in gasoline prices since Hurricane Harvey struck in 2017, the national average increasing almost 7 cents over the past week. Over the past month, gas has gone up about 20 cents. In California and Hawaii, gas prices right around $3.70 a gallon, nearly a dollar higher than the national average. I'm John DeMaster, USA Radio News.